And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us every other Friday speaking of the arts. Hi.
Hi. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
How are you?
I am fine. Yeah. At least it's not Valentine's Day.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's coming, though.
I know.
Dun, dun, dun.
In all of its pinkness.
And redness.
And redness.
And chocolateness.
Yeah. I mean, there are worse things.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know, we should celebrate Valentine's Day every day.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because love is not to be celebrated one day a year.
Right. Right.
On that note, speaking of amour, I've got two amour things.
Oh.
One is Faith Amour is doing a tribute to Nina Simone tomorrow. And that is at 1 o'clock, 1 to 4 in the afternoon. And it's a, let's see, it's a... at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Barcelona, and it is a benefit for the NAACP. For more information, you can call 603-5838 for reservations. And the other amour is I went last night to the sneak preview of the movie Amour at the CCA.
Mm-hmm. That's right, it opens today.
It is so good. It opens today. I think it's so beautifully, profoundly good. It's basically about two old people, a couple who very much love each other, you know, heading toward the end of their lives. And they do what, I mean, if Americans could make a movie like this, I think we'd be where we need to be as a country.
You think so?
We just can't do it. We always have to have special effects or some kind of sci-fi element. I mean, what this is just a simply purely realistic movie about something which is not easy, which is facing the end of life.
Right.
Without drama, without dramatics, it's just the real thing. Oh, God, it was so good. I highly recommend it.
And it opens tonight at the CCA, right?
Yes.
And John Bowman actually, Jonathan Richards, excuse me, reviewed it in today's Pasa Tiempo. Didn't this premiere, like, the film festival? Didn't it?
I don't know. It may
have. I
think it did. I'm not sure.
At any rate, yes, it opens tonight at the CCA.
And the man in it is the man who was in that great film, A Man and a Woman.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man.
He's the man.
And the woman is also a famous French actress.
And she's also a woman.
Exactly. I'll let you hum that theme song.
No. That's Robert Knott's job. I'm having lunch with Robert Knott today. We're gonna go brave the delectables at the Roundhouse.
What?
Yeah.
What delectables?
I don't know. There's a cafeteria inside the Roundhouse.
Oh, okay.
Burrito pies, tortilla burgers, all kinds of stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah. So we're going to go check it out.
Are you going to wear your bolo tie, the state tie of New Mexico?
No. I'm not going to wear a bolo tie. I had to wear enough of those when I was a waiter. Never again.
Ah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. What else is going on?
What else is going on? Let's see. Well, we've talked about Valentine's Day, so there are some Valentine's Day events, but we can get to those later. First off, we have...
It's not until next weekend. Oh, you're right. It's Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
It's Thursday. There's some openings today and some receptions today. Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium on West Palace Avenue is opening Pinupology, Photographs and Multimedia by Carolina Tafoya. And, oh my gosh, I'm not even going to try and pronounce this person's name. But there is a reception tonight from 6 to 11 p.m. Here, you try and pronounce it.
Yes. Ungulba Davila.
Okay. Good.
That's what it says.
Okay. Let's see. We've got the Mexico Museum of Art is opening Back in the Saddle, a collection of paintings, prints, photographs, and drawings of the Southwest.
Nice.
That's going to be a cool show. There's a reception at 5 p.m., and it's up through September 15th, and there's a story in today's Pasa Tiempo on page 42.
Excellent.
What else have we got going on? Oh, there's some great theater happening. We've got, I heard your interview with David Olson the other day.
Yeah, that one's good.
Yeah, Beauty of the Father, Pulitzer Prize recipient Nilo Cruz's drama set in Grenada, about 100 years after the Spanish Civil War.
Yeah, and it's the 100th birthday anniversary of Lorca.
Yes.
1998, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And... and it's talking about love. It's a love story, but it's kind of a love triangle story. It's more of a love rectangle story.
Yeah, it is actually a love rectangle.
Yeah.
And where the X's meet in the middle of the rectangle is Lorca.
Is Lorca. And a hunky perfumer.
A very hunky perfumer.
And let's see. So that is, let's see, opening tonight at the James A. Little Theater. And that runs through February 17th. And you can call 471-1799 for information. And you can go to the TheaterWork website and find out the particular showtimes.
TheaterWork.org.
Yes. We've also got Benchwarmers 12.
Yay!
12. Can you believe that? 12.
I know. It's been going on for 12 years.
Gala opening night, annual showcase for New Mexico talent presented by the Santa Fe Playhouse. 8 fully staged playlets. Not plays, but playlets.
Playlets.
Like mini plays, I guess.
Playitas.
Playitas. 7:30 p.m. tonight at Santa Fe Playhouse, 142 East of Vargas Street. That runs through March 3rd. SantaFePlayhouse.org for showtimes and all kinds of other stuff.
Cole the Musical.
We've got Cole the Musical, which we just heard about before we came on the air. There's a story in today's Post Tempo on page 30. Little Globe is... It's a work in progress on environmental issues.
Right? Yes.
Little Globe and Molly
Sturgis.
It's
a musical. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I've just seen little snippets of it.
Have you seen the animated teaser for it online?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
It's actually very good.
Yeah. And then we've got The Warriors, A Love Story.
Yes.
Arcos Dance. This thing is going to be awesome. I'm going with my mother tomorrow.
I am too.
Really?
Yes.
Are you taking your ma?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Mom, I'm taking you.
All right. And so that opens, this is a great story, Elliot Gray Fisher, you know, it's a story of his grandparents. His grandfather was a philosophy instructor, and he was also
a soldier
in U.S. Army intelligence.
Yeah.
And went over and fought over in Italy, I believe. Met his wife in Germany during the Reconstruction after the war.
Right.
In Dresden. And the story is kind of about him getting to know his grandfather, whom he never met, but learned a lot about through listening to his grandmother.
Right, and through some of the audio tapes that were made when he was interviewed for the BBC.
Yes, and it's a huge multimedia project.
Yeah.
And it's happening at the CCA.
This weekend and next weekend.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and the Sunday is at matinee.
Mm-hmm. And there's a story by me in Boston Temple on page 34.
Oh,
that's
good.
That's going to be a fun one. And then we've also got Lost on Broadway, Santa Fe School for the Arts and Sciences students aged 3 to 11, 6:30 p.m. at the National Dance Institute of New Mexico Dance Barns on Alto Street.
Awesome.
Right? Santa Fe School, it says santafeschool.org. I would call 438-8585 for tickets or information at least. It's probably an at-the-door kind of a thing, but... Call them anyway.
And guess what we have now?
What?
Drum roll.
Kitties.
Cat of the week.
Kitties.
The featured cat of the week from Felines and Friends is Jujubelle. She is a sweet, quiet, and affectionate kitty, and she loves looking outside, sitting in your lap, or curling up next to you in bed at night. She's a beautiful girl with a short coat and Duluth calico markings. If you are interested in adopting Jujubelle, please call 505-316-2281 for more information. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com or go to fnfnm.org.
You know, I was at
I love the cat of the week.
I bumped into the KSFR folks last week or the week before when I was over there at the film production studio that's right there across the hall, and ran into someone. Basset hounds are kind of my weak spot.
Oh.
And there's somebody over there that runs a basset hound rescue.
Nice.
I didn't know there was a basset hound rescue.
There's everything rescue.
Well, in Santa Fe, I didn't know that there was one.
Ah.
Like, or at least near Santa Fe or thereabouts. So watch out, Jason. I'm bringing one home.
I saw a basset hound Dalmatian mix in the dog park the other
Whoa.
Day. It was a beautiful animal.
Did it have little stubby feet, like legs, or?
It looked like a Dalmatian that had been sort of compressed.
And a trash compactor dog.
It was really great.
Oh my goodness! Oh, what? We were just talking about this too. Margaret Rinkles, the author, is reading from and signing copies of her debut novel, Wash.
Yes. One of the best novels I've ever read in my whole life. So help me, dog.
So help you, dog. And that's at 6 p.m. at Collected Works Bookstore.
Yes, and she was going to be in conversation with Hampton Sides, but Hampton is sick, so I am going to step in and do that. I'm very sorry that Hampton's not feeling well, but I will be there at Collected Works Bookstore tonight at 6 o'clock, and also at Collected Works on Sunday, Journey Santa Fe presents Paul Bauer, The Rio Grande, A River Guide to the Geology and Landscapes of Northern New Mexico. And he's a principal geologist at the New Mexico Bureau of Geology and Mineral Resources. And don't forget Children's Storytime at Collected Works Bookstore every Wednesday and Thursday morning at 10:45. The Journey Santa Fe thing on Sunday, it doesn't say what time it is. I think they're usually at 11 in the morning.
Sweet.
Yep.
Hey, this should pique the interest of someone who gets Backgammon Plays of the Week on her email.
Yes.
WorldQuest 2013. Santa Fe Council on International Relations is hosting a college bowl-style game of international trivia tonight from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Santa Fe Community College. You should call 982-4931 to find out what room it's in.
Did you just make fun of me for being on the Santa Fe Backgammon Club mailing
list? No, I celebrate your nerdness. I, too, am a nerd. I just get different things in my email that are nerd-like.
I haven't been over there yet, but every Wednesday night, I think it's at the Flying Star, they have a backgammon club, and anybody can go and play backgammon. One of these Wednesdays, I'm going to go over there.
I used to love board games, but I don't know.
What happens is you stop playing them because you're busy, mm-hmm. and they just seem really consuming, and then when you start playing a board game again, you love it just as much as you did.
Yeah, because I don't have, like, a competitive spirit. I just used to love to play, like, backgammon and chess. And
yeah.
Now I, like, someone's, like, takes out a board game and says, you want to play? And I'm like, no, not really.
Yeah, but you should.
I know.
Just try it.
And I don't play video games either. I can't stand them.
I don't like those either.
Anyway.
I stare enough at this laptop every day of my life.
Yeah.
Hey, the Country Blues Review is having its CD release party tonight at Vanessi's. And I got this email from Michael Handler, whose CD is called A Minor Bit Blue. And there's going to be giveaways and guest musicians and great food, very low cover. And 7 o'clock, and, oh no, there's another band at 7 o'clock, and they go on at 8:30. So for more information, 988-2666.
Sweet.
Yep.
Let's see, what else is going on? Saturday, we've got a tribute to Nina Simone. Vocalist Faith Amore and her quartet perform from 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturday.
I read that.
Oh, you did?
It was the first Amour.
That's right.
That's all right. You can
see,
read it again.
A little time passes, and I just get distracted.
How quickly they forget.
I know. I
do the same thing.
It was the cat. I'm blaming the cat of the week.
The cat erased my brain.
Did we talk about the Sweetheart auction, though?
No, go ahead.
On Saturday? It's an annual fundraiser for the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico. There's a dinner buffet, cash bar, silent auction, live auction, vacation raffle. That's 5 to 9 p.m. Saturday night at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center.
Excellent.
Over there on Marcy Street.
And the second gun buyback is this Saturday, tomorrow. It's the first Operation Safe Streets gun buyback. Oh, no, it's the second one. The first one netted 194 firearms. And they're doing it, the city of Santa Fe is doing it with Wells Fargo Bank. And that will be at Police Headquarters, 2515 Camino Entrada from 9 to 3. So you can go down there anonymously, dispose of unwanted firearms, and get some cash money. I don't know if it's cash, but it's money.
Yeah. It's probably like a debit card
or
something.
I think it's a debit card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. But a lot of these gun buybacks, there are people like sort of before you reach the police station that sometimes will pay you more for your weapons.
But really?
Yeah. God knows what they're doing with the guns, but...
I'm sure whatever they're doing is very bad.
You never know. You never know. Anyway, on Sunday, the 10th, at 4 p.m., solo pianist Gabriela Montero performs at St. Francis Auditorium.
It was supposed to be amazing.
Yes. And there is a story on page 32 in today's Pasta Tiempo. You can get tickets through the Lenzic, 988-1234, ticketssantafe.org. And, of course, on Saturday and Sunday, we continue the Beauty of the Father, Benchwarmers 12, and The Warriors, A Love Story. Ooh, on Sunday, this is going to be cool. Santa Fe Community College instructor Marge Sicenti is like a chocolate...
expert.
Maven. No?
No, that's the restaurant.
That's the restaurant.
He's a chocolate expert.
Master?
Master.
Okay. Anyway, he no chocolate.
Chocolate superhero.
Right. So he's going to speak in conjunction with the Museum of International Folk Art exhibit, The New World Cuisine, the Histories of Chocolate, Mate y Mas, at 2 p.m. At the museum on Museum Hill. And it's by museum admission. That's a lot of museums.
That's a lot of museums.
You can find out more by calling 476-1200. I also believe there's an event page on Facebook for it.
Now, the city of Santa Fe sent me a notice that the Winter Workshop Series is offering free personal training tomorrow from 10 a.m., and it's at the Marty Sanchez Links de Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
Way out there.
All right. And there's all sorts of other things there. So if you want to find out more, you can go to linksdesantafe.com or call
955-4400. That's 955-4400.
Well, free personal training, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay, let's get down to business for Valentine's Day.
Although it's very confusing. I'm not sure where this is, so you better call before you show up at any of these places.
She said with total confidence.
With no confidence whatsoever. If you want to send me something that I can read easily, put the who, what, when, where, time, phone number, website. Easily labeled, one line per thing. If it's text, it's hard to read on the air.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, you know, it must have been around 1999 or so. Garrett's Desert Inn down there on Old Santa Fe Trail had a hoppin' kind of music scene. There was a lot of salsa going on, if you remember. And they had some rock bands.
Yeah,
and
I used to dance salsa there.
Yeah,
totally.
And, well, they're sort of revitalizing the music room there at Garrett's Desert Inn. And on Valentine's Day, the Santa Fe Music Alliance is having a Valentine's Day party and membership drive. If anyone doesn't know what the Santa Fe Music Alliance is, it's just very simply a bunch of musicians and music lovers and people in the music business that want to kind of create a better music scene in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're going to be having a membership meeting at 6 p.m. and then at 7 p.m. There's going to be the band Sherman, sort of a hard rock country deal, and indie rock band Tree Motel. And that's over there at 311 Old Santa Fe Trail. You can get a membership and then, you know, go to the meeting and then go to the whatever. Or, you know, there's a small donation requested to help the bands, you know. You got to pay for talent. So so that's happening. And then we've also got, Rouge Cat is having the 8th annual Santa Fe Sex on Vinyl party.
And awesome.
Yeah, which I wrote about in my Soundwaves column today. That's sort of the brainchild of Melanie Moore and Donovan. And she's a local DJ and producer. Let's see, who else is going to be there? We've got DJ Una, kind of a mainstay here, Reverend Mitten. And DJ Sean Cusick from San Francisco. And that gets started at 9 p.m. on Saturday, February 9th, not Valentine's Day. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So it's an early Valentine's party.
Yeah, well, you know, you got to do Valentine's Day on a Saturday either before or after. And this year it falls on a Thursday.
Yeah. Horrible.
Well, you know, it's all right. Yeah. What about all the stuff at the Roundhouse? 1 billion rising. You know about that?
Sort of. Fill me in.
At noon at the Roundhouse, 1 billion rising, which is part of V-Day, which is Eve Ensler's organization, is producing a worldwide event in which people, basically women and the men who love them and support them, are going to be dancing to basically put an end to violence against women. And so you can go online to 1 billion rising, to their website, you can Google it, and find the video with the little dance that you can learn. I dreamed the other night that I was trying to learn the choreography to this thing. And then go out there and do the flash mob dance at noon. So it's going to be cool.
Flash mob. Is it a flash mob if people know about it in advance?
I don't know. They're calling it a flash mob, but that's an excellent point.
It's more of a flicker mob.
it's a mob.
But for a good cause.
It's for a very good cause.
Yeah.
And all the V-Day events and everything that Eve Ensler does pretty much is fantastic. But it's not just Eve Ensler doing it. She's a leader, and gazillions and gazillions of other people are becoming leaders because of it.
Speaking of which, in conjunction with that, I believe, Axel, the mobile gallery,
yes,
is going to be at the State Capitol at 9 a.m. on Valentine's Day with their vagina van.
Excellent.
I have no idea what's inside it. All I know is that on the outside of the van, it says vagina.
And it's in dark pink on light pink sign, yes, on the side of the van.
And if you go to vday.org, you can figure out what that's all about.
Maybe there's a flash mob in there.
I'm going to be driving around Santa Fe all day after that, so you'll probably see it around.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And Tuesday, February 12th, from 12:30 to 1:30 at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Space in Benildis Hall on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design is Works in Progress. SWAD Creative Writing faculty Matt Donovan and Dana Levin are reading from new work in nonfiction and poetry. Pompeii, Kitsch, Catastrophe, Apocalypse, Texting Machines, and the Nature of the Soul. A fun time for all.
That was a mouthful.
I know.
Wow.
What's not included in that?
Yeah, speaking of mouthfuls, this is going to be an awesome event on Sunday, the 10th. Read My Lips, Institute of American Indian Arts students and faculty creative writing readings from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday at the second floor of the conference room at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts. And there's no charge for that. You can find out more if you call 428-5907. Students, speechifying.
All right.
Good deal.
Good thing.
Let's see, what else? What else is going on? Well, there's tons of places to go to hear music on Valentine's Day. Cowgirls got the bus tapes.
Awesome.
And that's going to be a great show. And that starts at 8, no cover. Alpha Roll's got rockabilly band Robaloo at 9, no cover. Nacho Mendez is over there at La Boca, 7 to 9 p.m., no cover.
La Boca.
Yeah. So there's tons and tons of music to listen to on Valentine's Day. Trey Keepin Valentine's Day dinner show. The jazz saxophonist is performing at El Farol. So there's like a couple of things going on at El Farol. This is at 7 p.m. on Valentine's Day. And call 983-9912 for ticket information on that.
I just got a note from the control room that Jeff Dowd, who is the DJ who does Sunday Blues on KSFR, runs a Basset Hound Rescue.
Yes, that's him.
Oh, okay.
That's him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I've got his card somewhere, but I can't find it.
Yeah, he's a great DJ. Hello.
I had so many other things I wanted to talk about.
And yet.
I can't find them.
I know.
I don't know.
Here's another one. Hmm. Saturday, tomorrow, Serving Up Love, presented by Girls, Inc. and Schellaberger Tennis Center. Tennis activities for the novice and experienced player, all ages welcome. Exhibition matches with Judge Tim Garcia, Jimmy Parker, and the UNM Women's Lobos tennis team. That's tomorrow from 1 to 4. And the Schellaberger Tennis Center is at 1600 St. Michael's Drive. For more information, 982-2042. And also Girls, Inc. of Santa Fe. And tickets are low price, and it's free for youth under 18. So this is all a Girls, Inc. of Santa Fe event, and sounds like fun.
Neato.
I used to play tennis.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah. I was on the tennis team at prep.
When you weren't playing board games?
No, I didn't play board games in high school.
I was on the tennis team of my high school. Yeah. Not a very memorable or distinguished player, but nevertheless.
Yeah, I wasn't either. Yeah. I think there was at one point I was second seed, but that's because everyone else on the team was injured. So
right.
That was awesome. I felt like really powerful for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, you know.
And sporty.
15 minutes of fame is all taken. Yeah, sporty. I always felt like I was kind of passing for a jock when I was playing on team sports, but it just didn't
really.
Nobody believed it.
Didn't pan out. No, it didn't pan out for me either. I got busted in elementary school in Little League, picking flowers out in the outfield.
Really?
That was sort of like.
That's like a.
That was an indication that I wasn't probably going to be getting a Cy Young Award or anything.
That's so incredibly cute.
Yeah, there's no pictures. Thank goodness.
Picking flowers in the outfield.
Yeah. It's the name of my new album. It comes out in February.
We're talking to Rob DeWalt here on Speaking of the Arts. What else is going on?
I feel bad when I leave Wednesday out because it's my favorite day of the week. So I'm going to talk about Wednesday for a second. Cowgirls got Pray for Brain. It's Mustafa Stefandil on guitar and oud, and Jefferson Voorhees on drums, and Chris Nelson on bass. It's called Sufi Surf Fusion, and it's nice. Really killer music.
It sounds great.
And these guys have been sort of humping it down up from Albuquerque every once in a while, and they're playing at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, and there's no cover. Salsa Caliente at El Farol.
Yay.
At 9 p.m.
Wednesday. Salsa Wednesdays. That is very good to know.
Yes. At El Farol.
Hey, what about the Sound of the Trio? I just opened this email from a while back, and KSFR Music Cafe Series. Sound of the Trio tonight at 7 o'clock with Brian Bennett on piano, Andy Zadrozny on bass, John Trentacosta on drums. And it's at the Museum Hill Cafe. I don't know. You know, with those things, sometimes they get sold out, but they always keep tickets at the door. If you want to make tickets, ticket and dinner reservations, you can call 428-1527. And that's on Museum Hill and a wonderful place to eat and to hear music.
Yeah, I'll probably
have to support KSFR.
Make an appearance up there tonight. I was looking for that listing, and I couldn't find it.
Well,
but here it is.
There we have it.
Right.
Right.
And it's great. It's always a fun time, and it's always packed.
It is always packed.
Yeah.
We like that.
But they have good wines. And you can taste all the food that's on the special menu in conjunction with that exhibit, chocolate
right.
Mate Mas.
Yeah. Chocolate.
That's pretty cool. But, no, go for the wine. Stay for the music.
Right. Go for the music, stay for the wine.
Oh, okay.
And stop whining.
Stop whining.
And don't forget, next week, Marty Kaplan, in discussion with Craig Barnes, with the question, is democracy over? How big money, big media, big data, bad science, and the entertainmentization of everything are undermining America.
Put that on a bumper sticker, man.
Yeah. Make it into an acronym.
Yeah. What is that I hear?
It is the music telling us that it is time to go and not a moment too soon. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every other Friday. Speaking of the arts, it's always great to have you on the air.
It's always great to be here on the air.
And it is time to go. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. And that means that if you didn't hear the show or you want to go back to old shows, you can go to santafe.radiocafe.org and you can click on Listen, and you can listen to any segment in the last 5 years, I think, 5 or 6 years, and find other old Radio Cafe broadcasts, including Speaking of the Arts. If you want to know what happened on a Friday in February of 2008, you can find out. No, that's the least of you. Anyway, let's see. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz, thanks to the wonderful Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. And have a wonderful weekend, and be happy, and be peaceful, and watch some good movies, and wear your seatbelt and listen to some good music and theater and all this good stuff. I gotta go. Bye.